JW Mobile.
4NUE Mobile.
Supper tonight.
I have no idea. I have no idea, man. I'm sure she's got some kind of surprise for me.
Bird hunting. On the way home.
DJWQ4NUE. I'm gonna have to clear out, Dave. I can't copy anything. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Roger that, W4DJW Mobile.
KW, KI4DOS Mobile.
Gary, how did your weekend go?
Good far. Just thought I'd let you know I got to go visit another Silent Keys widow Thursday.
Oh my goodness, is anybody I know?
Oh, Gene, KJ4HIA, talked to his wife the other night, and she's decided to sell some of his stuff and asked me if I would come over, and I told her, yeah, that I'd be happy to do that, so I'm going to go over there probably Thursday afternoon.
Need any help? That's with Miss Robbie, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You need any help?
You do it.
I can come over there and we can do it the same way we did with Roberts, take pictures and build a spreadsheet.
For me, we'll just get together, like I said, sometime Thursday afternoon, anytime Thursday will be fine.
If I remember right, Gene had a 706 Mark IIG, didn't he?
Several radios. Robbie said that they gave one of them, away. I don't know which one it was, though.
A ham radio operator.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, that's good. Don't want any unnecessary noise. We've got to go track down on the repeater. But anyway, how is Miss Robbie doing?
In the best in the world, but she's getting better, she said. Oh, gosh, I won't go into all that on the radio, but she's lost a lot of weight. Says she was down to 105 pounds.
Oh, my goodness. They were over at the house not too long ago when she lost a whole bunch of weight back then. She wasn't 105 pounds. There was something wrong with her?
What she said they hadn't found out exactly what's the matter yet, but she's having all kinds of tests run and this sort of thing. But she said she is feeling better and she's trying to put some weight back on.
I hope she's doing all right. I was on the radio and I heard her, I guess it was you she was talking to. Or maybe she was looking for you, she just hadn't found you yet. But I was listening in while I was writing some software and I just heard her on the radio. It was good to hear.
Friday night, Daniel sent me a text, and I checked in with him a little bit later. I hadn't even turned the radio on yet, and he told me she was looking for me, and I gave her a call, and she said she's ready to get rid of some of his stuff, and she said she's going to keep the one in her car and probably one in her bedroom, you know, because she still talks on the radio a little bit and listens, and she said everything down in the man cave she wanted to get rid of, so I don't know what all was over there.
She's talking about keeping all those 706 Mark IIGs. They brought them over to my house to have me program them for them one time. But then I think they had them reprogrammed again since then, or had to send them back or something later and got them reprogrammed. So I think he had two of those radios. Those are good radios.
But I don't know if that's what she's going to keep or not. She was saying something about they were just 2 meter radios. So I don't know. I hadn't been over there and didn't talk to her very long because it was so late. I didn't want to call her that late at night. But I called her and checked with her and told her I had some doctor's appointments first of the week. You know, just checking all of this. And I said Thursday was the first free day. And she said Thursday would work for her.
Whatever time you guys come up with, just keep me in the loop so I know what time to be there. I know where they live.
I'll do that, and I'll shoot you a text or something. And I don't know if you saw that email from Bonnie about she's found some more stuff. I'm going to I'm going to go over there tomorrow afternoon about 3 o'clock. Joy's going to go with me. And she's found some more HT antennas or something and some more coax or I don't know what all it is. But I'll let you know about it as well.
That, and I did reply to her. I think I copied you on it, but you may not have gotten that one yet. But I did sell the last tuner. Or no, there's two other tuners. The last auto tuner. I sold the last auto tuner. There's two other manual tuners to go. But then I told her I was going to wait because I think Tyler's interested in some stuff, so I was going to wait before I did deposit. But hadn't heard anything this weekend, so I may just go ahead and do that.
Tyler sent me an email looking for SWR watt meter, and I sold both of those. That it was on the spreadsheet. I think Chad bought those, if I'm not mistaken. And so those are gone. Don't have anything in that line right now. But I sent him a text or an email back and told him I didn't have anything, but I would keep him in mind. So if Gene's got something like that that Tyler might be interested in, we'll see what we can do with that as well.
You had some. I just didn't know if they were sold. So I told him to get in touch with you because I didn't have any meters. But I guess it's going quicker than we planned, huh?
Good, though. I'm really happy about it. Dave Ivey, KE4EA, came over. He's VE, and he came over to the house after VE testing yesterday, and he bought $50 worth of antennas. And so I don't have as many of those now. I mean, he just bought mobile antennas and stuff. But I still got the big HF verticals and the 2 meter and 440 Ringos, and so we'll go from there.
I'm glad for Bonnie it's going quick. I think her decision to use that third column is contributed a lot to that. Plus, it gave people good quality equipment at a bargain price.
You on that. But I just wish those 10 tanks would go ahead and walk out of the door. That's a... That 2000, I think, or well, you've got that that one SVR radio over there too, right?
Got two of those. Got the SDR HF radio. That's the really nice backpacker rig, and then I've got two DMR radios, the CSI radios, and the TS2000.
We still got some equipment to sell and. Hopefully it'll go in the next little bit.
Well, I'll look forward to your email. Let me know when to be over at Robbie's on Thursday, I believe. I don't think I've got anything going on Thursday, so I'm thinking that'll work out pretty good.
Works for me, and I'll get back in touch with you. I've arrived here at the store. I got to jump out and run inside and see what I can find in here, and then I'll get on back to the house. You be careful out there mobiling around. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And I'll get back in touch with you, text or email or something, when I firm up the time over to go over to Robbie's.
Sounds good, Gary. Tell Joy we said hello. You guys stay safe, stay warm. Spring's right around the corner. W4DJW Mobile.
Look here. W4DJW, KI4DOS, Mobile Clear.
W4DJW, W4FHJ.
It's JW4DJW. Hey, Gene.
Dave, how you doing? I tried calling a little earlier today. There was another station on it, and I thought it was DJW, but I think it was D. I can't remember, but it sounded kind of like I called him, but it was the wrong person. Anyway, I got you now.
Well, were you hunting for me, or you just heard that?
Yeah, I was. I just wanted to call you. We're putting up an antenna at the American Legion building in Taylor's next Saturday. What it is a 20-foot stainless steel pipe with a three-band antenna on top, a 2 meter and 220 and 440 antenna.
built the mounts for it. I got a mount that I got to attach the mounts to the block building. And I didn't know where you might be available next Saturday to come by and just kind of supervise it or not. Or supervise, no, I won't say that, supervise it. But you probably tied up with your flying your airplane Saturday, right?
If it's windy, no, I won't be doing that. So we're playing by ear. There's a possibility that I can do that, yes.
If you could, not a lot of work to it, I don't think. I got to go up on a ladder probably, I don't think, more than 15 feet and drill into the concrete and so forth. But anyway, if you can, I sure would love for you to come by. Do you know where that Post 214 is, the American Legion in Taylor's?
It's not ringing any bells right now. Can I look it up? Can I like, get an address through Google? And if I disappear, it's because I'm about two people away from my place in line at KFC. So if I disappear, you'll know what happened to me. But is that, can I Google American Legion in Greer and find it?
American Legion in Taylor's, it's in the shopping center, in the gallery, I forgot what it's called, gallery. Anyway, it's near Walmart. We can talk later. Go ahead, you're pressed for time there. David, I appreciate it. I don't know the address. I can't remember what it is.
Well, I know where Walmart is in Taylor's. Is it that one that had that, like a bowling alley down from it, that Walmart?
That's affirmative, and it's pretty much directly across Wade Hampton from that bowling alley. It's in that shopping center, Gallery Shopping Center, maybe it is. I can't remember. And if you're facing that Gallery Center, you're standing in the road at what's this main highway? I just mentioned it. You're looking at it. It's all the way, it's in the suite all the way to the left.
I know where that is now. Yep, that. You said enough that rung a bell. I know where that is, across the street from the bowling alley.
That's affirmative. Okay, if you can, I'd be tickled pink. I'm not sure what time, but I've got to coordinate with somebody else. But anyway, we're setting up a station there in the post. So looking forward to it if you get a chance to come by. Appreciate it, David.
Okay, Gene, well, when you know what time it is, just text it to me. You've got me. I'm in your phone, so just text me the time, and if I can be there, I will.
I roger that, and I do thank you. 73rd, W4FHJ out.
W4DJW out and ordering or shooting birds. W4DJW.
This is K4HWY. Anybody around the... Let me know how I'm making it in the computer.
WY, W4DJW. Sounds kind of scratchy, but it could be my location, too. I'm up next against the building. Yeah, that transmission's too far down in the white noise.
W4DJW. Got a copy on KN4CHY.
KN4CHY, W4DJW, that's much better.
I hit you earlier on the other radio and couldn't get you, so I wanted to jump over here. I'm taking a break from making some marinara sauce, over.
Next up at the window 2 of 2, so if I disappear, you know what happened to me.
Pat, I wanted to know, you said you mentioned the CSI radios. What CSI radios do you have? CHY standing by for a second window.
It's my time at the window. I had to pay.
Hear that. The CSI radios, which ones do you have?
I've got two of them. I'm trying to recall the number. Run some numbers by my head, the models that you know of, and let me see if it pops up in my head.
I have been having problems with is a CS-800D. It's a mobile radio, but I know they makes a lot of different models. So, yeah, just curious. And if you don't know them off the top of your head, that's fine, too.
A spreadsheet, too. So when I'm not mobile, I can send you the spreadsheet that's got everything in it if you want me to.
I'm good on QRZ. The email address is kn4chy@gmail. You sent me an email before, sending me a sample log, so you do have me in there. Over.
Okay. Well, when I get home, I'll look them up and I'll send you that. There's several CSI. There is one handheld. Yeah, there's a handheld CSI, and then there's two mobile CSI radios. So I'll just send you the spreadsheet that's got everything in it. And if there's anything else in there that you want, let me know too. Most of the people that have bought stuff already, we've got their names beside that stuff. So if you see somebody's name in the columns to the right, to the far right, that means they're sold.
CS-800D is the one I'm having intermittent problems with. Sometimes I come in fine, and other times I'm just way down in the noise. So I have not diagnosed what it is, but I know a lot of people have these radios, and they're very pleased with them. I hadn't had a lick of trouble with them, and I'd be interested in either getting this service. But if you have one laying around, local, kind of semi-local, I guess, that would be great.
I do. They're sitting on the breakfast room table. I haven't ever heard of those radios. What is their primary? Are they primarily a DMR radio, or why would Robert have three of those?
We got one, so I can't answer why he would have three. But I know their mobile radios. They originally had a CS. I believe it was an 800 and an 801. One was UHF, one was VHF. The one that I purchased was the 800D, which is a dual band DMR. And yeah, it's Kinect Systems. I know the mobile radios are made by CoValue, a Chinese company, but they're pretty decent hardware. Over.
Primarily the guys that are doing DMR that would be interested in them. Versus somebody that was just like straight analog?
There'd be more interest in DMR folks, but they work perfectly well. Normally they work perfectly fine with straight analog. I'm just having an intermittent problem with mine.
I kind of suspected that, but this is confirmation. I didn't know for sure what little research I was able to do. It appeared to me like people that set up like repeaters or use DMR repeaters, those are the kinds of radios they get. I don't know, do you program those with a code plug? Is that how they work, or is that just the handheld things?
It is code plug programming. They're like the 800D does have, and like a lot of them nowadays, it has a way to front panel program it, but man, it's a bear.
Okay, kind of figured that, but wasn't sure. I appreciate your confirmation. That helps me a lot to know a little bit more about what those radios are all about.
Almost thinking him having two of the mobile radios, that maybe one's UHF, one's VHF, so like a 800 and an 801. The 800Ds, like I said, are dual band. All of them are DMR. But yeah, I definitely looking forward to taking a look at the spreadsheet. But I got to get back to the old Marinara sauce. The wife is at the store picking up some stuff for the chicken parmesan, but you need marinara to start that with. So let me get back out of here and get back to that. Over.
All right, sounds good. I won't keep you. Look for my email and your inbox. When I get home, I'll do that so I don't forget. W4DJW Mobile.
Thanks a lot, Keith here, by the way. KN4CHY. clear monitoring.
Relay on that, Dave. Keith lives down there in Seneca. I live in Easley, and you live in Greer. KI-4-DOS mobile.
It's with Steve. Find somebody going that way.
Yeah, that's it.
We can do that.
In UE.
What are you doing?
I'm from a deer camp. What you been up to today?
I'd have been in there fiddling around and in the ham shack a little bit and started watching that crazy Daytona race, but it's all these new cars. I don't know if that's going to work out or not. I'm about to get ready to do like I did about professional football, quit watching racing because they've got them all matched up so close. They run in a bunch or in a line and then, oh, well. It is what it is. It's not stock car racing anymore.
Well, y'all need a relay, let me know. I'll be glad to move something. You know, I'm up that way 2-3 days a week.
Sounds good. I'll let Dave jump in there. I didn't mean to hog it up, but I know you and Dave were talking a minute ago, and then you cleared out, and me and Dave got to talking. But anyway... go ahead and pick it up there, Dave. KI-4-DOS mobile.
About that you go over that way, Chad. I'm glad you piped up. We might take you up on that offer, depending on which way Keith goes with it. But either way, I learned a little bit about those radios. They were like a black box to me and Gary both. We really don't know a whole lot about those radios yet. Anyway, if Keith bites, we'll get you to be our carrier.
No problem. Just let me know. I can go to Easley, but I can't stay long. And all that bad juju rubs off. I can't, you know, I can hang around 10, 15 minutes. Then I got to get back to Campbell where the sun shines.
Gary, W4DJW. This is going to be my last one. I got to pull in the parking lot here, favorite parking lot, and go get some dinner.
And go shoot the chickens and or the fish or whatever you're going out after today. And, Chad, I was going to save you some of this pound cake, but I may just eat it myself now.
Time in, ain't it?
Well, I told Joy, I said I'd send Anna a piece of pound cake home with you, and I said, but it won't get there. He'll eat it before he gets home, like he did a pumpkin pie.
Tom and Bernice done tried that one time. It didn't work.
I hear you, buddy. Well, I'm fixing to pull in the driveway as well. I had to run out to the store. I'm pulling back in the house. You be careful going from a deer camp back over to Campobello. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and I'll be talking to you in just a little while. KO4NUE, KI-4DOS Mobile.
Good deal, Gary. You be safe, bud. It's a pleasure talking to you. KO4NUE. I'll be clear, but standing by.